Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report. And this is episode number 75. And the sponsor of this show, in case anybody doesn't know by now, is TLVTalk.com. Come and say what you know needs to be said. The show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLV, and my co-host and producer and my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who I will bring in momentarily. The title of today's show is As the Evil Among Us Becomes Visible. And that, my friends, is a mouthful, but we will get into that. It seems that each week we touch a piece of this. Today we're going to be doing something a little bit more all-encompassing. We're going to step back a little bit. We're going to delve into the hindsight. I keep telling everybody, eventually hindsight becomes 2020, and we will get into that also. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truths and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. Yes, I say that every week, and you really need to listen to this. We go around the world telling everybody this is the freest, most open society on the planet until you start to look behind the curtain. Toto hasn't had a chance to pull back yet, and you find out this just isn't true. So where and when does the bragging stop? This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio, our thanks to Annie, and also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlow Radio. Look, I'm going to talk real quick about something I talk to you about every single week, and that's donations. Anybody out there who believes that your donations do not help these platforms, you're absolutely wrong. So yeah, donate. And most of you do. And that is appreciated. Want me to tell you how to make it more effective? And most of you who have listened to this, go grab your coffee right now. The best thing you can do for these platforms, if you are that person who donates a little bit this month, maybe a little bit more a couple months down the road, maybe $50 6 months later, what you are doing is definitely helping these platforms. The better way to do it is to take the average of what you know you or you have a good guess you contribute over the course of a year, divide it by 12, and the next time you go in there, put that number in. If it's $10, put 10 in. If it's $7, put 7 in. And then click the little button that says, make this a reoccurring donation. What you have just done is given them a bit of security in the fact that this amount of funds is going to be in their account every month. And if enough of you do that, what you do is you strengthen their budget to the point where they can give you bigger, better, faster. That is for all of the networks I mentioned, including TLV Talk, the sponsor of this show. TLV Talk takes no corporate money at all and no corporate advertising at all. But local businesses and donations, okay? These are a different story. So if you want to keep TLB Talk up and running, $5 a month would be a really, really good thing. And if enough of you do it, we can grow that platform and offer you even more. Stephen, have I got this right? Gee, don't I ask you that every single week?
Yes, you do. You get it right every week.
Okay. All right. So again, if you want to help them, but you really can't afford to give more than you already are, all I'm asking you to do is change around the process by which you donate. Make it a monthly donation. Give them the comfort level of knowing that that's going to be there each month. All right, so let's go forward here. Our mission is to keep you armed with vital truths, okay? And give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion. That being, again, the sponsor of the show, TLVTalk.com. And I always say this, and I'll continue to say it, come and say what needs to be said, because on just about any other social media platform and other social platforms out there, you are severely limited in what you can say, and those who believe they know more than you will keep you from saying things they don't believe you have the right to say. Gee, maybe they're not aware of the First Amendment. I don't know. Okay. As usual, a link to any references I use to put this show together will be included in the article that will be published on Thursday on the Liberty Beacon by noon central, including Act active links to other pertinent data points and articles. So let's get to business, okay? Let's get down to as the evil among us becomes visible. Yeah. We are looking at today, as well as what hindsight has unlocked for us, and this all screams, and yes, tyranny, but also treason. So let's go over that one more time. What we are looking at today, as well as what hindsight has unlocked for us, and there's a reason I'm repeating this, screams tyranny, and yes, even treason. How many times have I said over and over again that hindsight brings so much to the surface? It is so much easier to look back and say this is what we suffered than it is to guess going forward. But we have both today. We're going to discuss what we are currently being put through and what we see by looking in the rearview mirror. What can we see? What can we say has happened? What does that tell us about what may happen? What we see today is an elitist caste maneuvering humanity ever closer to their goals. No, this has nothing to do with our goals, unless our goals are beneficial to those who rule. You notice I didn't say govern. I said rule. Because if governing was the mechanism of control throughout the entire world, we wouldn't be in half of the issues, or we wouldn't be facing half of the issues we're facing today. This is where terms like the deep state, terms like the elitist caste, terms like these are people who we know exist. We could probably, even if we do enough research, pick them out and point them out. But there isn't much, it seems, that we can do about what they provide to you and me and our children. Today, seeing the evil all around us is almost unavoidable. You can't wake up today, look at the news, look at a newspaper, for those of you who still do, watch the news on TV, for those of you who still do, or see any news broadcast on social media and or news sites online. Okay, when you do, the first thing you realize is the world is going to hell in a handbasket. We've got two theater wars going on right now, both with, I don't know, a high degree of expandability. And if you think that's all that's happening, it isn't. Anybody who forgot about China and Taiwan, and there are others. What we are seeing today between economic collapse, between massive COVID jab harm, between, as I said, wars, and we can go on and on. What we are looking at is a world most of us wouldn't recognize if we were to, I don't know, go to sleep in the 1980s and wake up today. We are looking at a world that is in chaos beyond anything you can believe, but it didn't happen all at once. It happened in stages, which gave you and me and other people a chance to, I don't know, to get used to it, to acclimate to it as it increased. Like I said, hindsight is 20/20. If we look back 10 years and we try to understand how we're where we are today, it's not always one massive move. It is and can be, in most cases, a crawl, but a continuous crawl. And over 10 years, it puts us in a position nobody expected to be, and we will get into that a little bit deeper as well. Today, we are seeing wars of convenience. Anybody who doesn't think that the war in Ukraine isn't being, I don't know, promoted, extended because of gains or convenience by certain entities, you're a moron. And the same thing is going to be, I don't know, dragged out of the ashes in Gaza. These are wars of convenience, convenient to those who own this planet, the elitist we talk about on a continuous basis, but not to we the people. Not convenient to you and me in any way, shape, or form. We are their servants. We're the ones who have to go and fight these wars. We're the ones who have to pay our taxes to fund these wars. We're the ones. While the people sit on top, move us in one direction or another using one catastrophe after another, as long as the game plan is on track, they don't give a damn how many of us die. We are expendable. And anybody out there who doesn't understand or believe what I just said, go look in the mirror for your prize capture of a moron. This is a fact, people. One of the most absolute mechanisms for this elitist caste is war. And if a few million, or today, a few billion people need to die to accomplish their tasks, it is never any sweat off their back, nor is it blood out of their veins. Why? Because that's what they have us for, to fight their wars, to pay all of the money needed for everything they wish to see done, not what you wish to see done. You're paying taxes today for things you absolutely don't want to have anything to do with, but you don't have any choice, do you? You have to fund schools today while they teach your children that they're your boss. You're not their boss. And yeah, we'll get into that a bit as well. But you need to fund that. You need to fund the wars that are going on. You need to do this, regardless of the fact that we are spending hundreds of billions of dollars in Ukraine to protect their borders. Meanwhile, we have the biggest invasion in history happening at our southern border. It is estimated over 30 million people have crossed that border in the last 15 years. You tell me an invasion that ever existed at the 30 million level. You tell me one that ever existed at the 10 million level. And you can probably bet that by the time Joe Bob gets kicked out of office, it will easily have been a minimum of 10 million illegals entering the United States. But hey, that's not an invasion, right? It isn't. Anybody who doesn't think, though, is a moron. And that is another show we will do, totally 100% about what is coming into America and why the hell is it being allowed to happen. I'm going to tell you something, and I won't get off into that show today, but I'm going to give you the reason for what I just said, and that is the destruction of America, the choreographed destruction of America. How many times have you heard Roger say, you cannot bring the entire globe under a globalist or an elitist rule until you take the cowboys of the planet down hard so that they can be used as an example? Look around you, people. How much of all of this chaos is America either involved in or at the head of the table on? Yeah. So again, what we're talking about is war, which is one of the most absolute mechanisms for an elitist caste. War is their favorite mechanism, but it can only be tolerated up to certain levels, okay? And if a few million, or today a few billion people were to die to accomplish these tasks for these elitists, it's never any sweat off their backs or any blood out of their veins. Steve, have I got that right? Do you think they're out there fighting for their cause, Steve? I mean the Gates. I mean the Zuckerbergs. I mean the Rothschilds. I mean, yeah, are these people actually on the ground fighting for what they believe in? Or supposedly?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. So you actually seen the Rothschilds marching in a protest?
No, but their minions do that.
That's my point. That's where I was going, and that's what I was hoping you would say. And you're absolutely right. And these are the people they have brought into the fold. These are the Greta Thunbergs. These are the people who have been telling you for how many years now that by the year 2000, there would be no glaciers left in Glacier National Park, that by 2010, there would be no icebergs at all, and all of the polar bears would die. How many of these must I say before you understand that absolutely none of this has happened, but you have an entire society built behind global warming across this planet? And it is the biggest or one of the biggest lies ever fed to humanity. But let's go on. War isn't the only tool in their box. If you consider the mechanisms of societal division and destruction in play right before our very mostly ignorant eyes. And no, I didn't say stupid. And I'm going to tell you. There is a huge difference between the words ignorant and stupid, although some people put them in the exact same box. They're not. If I tell you somebody doesn't know something or somebody's acting like they're ignorant, that does not denote stupidity. What's the difference? Stupid people, even if you gave them the facts, couldn't do anything with them because they're stupid. Ignorant people, it implies they don't have the facts, so they can't do anything. So now you've got this stupid person who can't do anything, and you've got this ignorant person who can't do anything, and you put them in the same category, and they're not. Because there's a real good chance if you gave that ignorant person, and ignorance denotes the lack of knowledge, if you gave that person of ignorance the knowledge, they could probably do something with it. Proving once and for all that there is a difference between ignorance and stupidity. And yes, I had to put a short blurb into this show because far too many people have accused me of being wrong when I call people ignorant. They're not stupid. Why are you saying that? So now everybody needs, and if you doubt anything I said, go to your dictionary. Okay? So when I say people are ignorant, I am not accusing them of being stupid. But we're saying war isn't the only tool in their box. What other tools do they have? What other tools? How about, I don't know, education? Who's in charge of our children's education? Don't you pay the taxes and the salary for those who sit on the school board? Aren't you the one paying for those schools? But you're not supposed to have a voice, are you? If you consider the mechanisms of societal division, one of them has to be your schools. Again, who's in charge? It's supposed to be the community that's paying for this. It isn't. How about transgenderism in the education system? How about your, I don't know, kindergartners, your first graders, your second graders, being exposed to Transgender Day, where they are told because this person walks in dressed up in this absolutely gorgeous rainbow dress, looks absolutely phenomenal, has a clown face, big hair, spends hours telling you jokes, making you laugh. It's the best time you've had in school in forever. And what do they tell you after they do that? They tell you if you're a girl and you want to be a boy, or if you're a boy and you want to be a girl, all you have to do is go home and tell your parents. And if they say no, come back and tell us. In which case, what usually happens is, and this especially in states like Washington State, where this is now a law, okay? Then, I don't know, the government knocks on your door a couple of days later and says you're either going to do this or your child will no longer be living with you. Do you think I'm kidding? I'm absolutely not kidding. I'm not. So basically, they have put your children in charge of you. The state has put your children in charge of you because your children have been told, if your parents won't let you do this, come back and tell us and we'll make it happen. Anybody out there who thinks I'm kidding, you better do some more damn homework. This is what your children are being told. because an impressionable 9-year-old or 10-year-old saw something that absolutely floored them. It was funny. It was great. I want to do that. And mom says, no, you no longer live with your parents. And now what stops a kid from going home and looking at their parents when their parents tell them to do something they don't want to do? What stops them from looking at their parents and saying, you know, I can be out of here anytime I want. Go ahead, push me. How many of you think I'm kidding? How many? The state has done this to your family. The state has done this to your family. Not a joke, not a guess. So, education, yeah. Transgenderism, yeah. How many of your kids know today that they live in a constitutional republic? Ask them when they walk through the door today. I dare you. Ask them when they come home from school, what type of government do we have? I will tell you less than 1 in 10, less than 1 in 10, will have the right answer. We'll say a constitutional republic. The immediacy will probably be a democracy, which is something that our founders fought tooth and nail to ensure we didn't have, because they knew that democracy, and we've all seen this, I don't know, this meme before, is two wolves and a sheep sitting at the dinner table wondering who, not what, who is for dinner. And this is why our founders, okay, stipulated a constitutional republic and avoided at all cost democracy. But yet your children, and if you listen to all your politicians, your children today are firmly led to believe they live and a democracy. And what does an elitist caste gain from that? Again, another time we will go into that very deeply. How about national security? How about an open southern border? Oh, hold on a minute. Steve, are we up for a break here?
No, not yet. We still got about 7 minutes.
Okay. All right. I just didn't want to roll into this too deep before that. Okay. I got time to finish this, so let me get into this. Okay. So we've gone through education. Let's go through national security. All right. We have an open southern border. And from some of you who haven't heard this, we're also having problems at the northern border today. No, not a joke. So we have problems at our borders. You've all heard me say this, but this is a show where we're putting all of the pieces together. We're doing the hindsight thing, and we're wondering where we're going to go with what we see in our face today. All right. What we're looking at today is a situation where we have a treasonous president sitting in the White House. And every time I say that, I have a picture of so many of you just jerking your head back a little bit, like, what are you talking about? But most of you have heard what I'm about to say. And yes, I'm going to go over it again because it fits right here. How many of you understand that when a president is sworn into office, he puts his hand on a Bible, and one of the things that he swears to is to protect all of us, you and I, from any enemies, both foreign and domestic? This is his job. This is one of his main jobs. Okay? This is what our president is supposed to do. He is supposed to protect you and me, thus our children. Okay, but what do we see? Has the border been secured? No, but you're being told by the government that the border is more secure than it's ever been. Except over the last month, more people have entered the United States illegally than ever. It is the largest number to cross the border in a small period of time historically. But they're doing everything. They're doing everything, including, and I can't prove this, but I was told there were some Border Patrol individuals who found some of the gates in the most, I don't know, most populated areas where they come across the border, where the gates were actually welded open. We know for a fact, because this is actually out, 151, okay? International terrorists, they're on international terrorist watch list, have been caught at the border trying to cross the border. How many didn't get caught and how many didn't go to a checkpoint and turn themselves in? How many? We know it's tens of millions. How many of those, if we got 151 of them, how many of them didn't get caught? How many international terrorists are stationed in the United States waiting for a signal? How many drug dealers have come across the border? How many child traffickers have come across the border? How many, anybody want some fentanyl? We are looking at Americans dying at record numbers due to what is happening at our southern border. And we know for a fact, just because of what was already caught, that we have international terrorists planted in the United States. To say we don't is probably one of the stupidest things you will ever say. This is where we sit today. So, security. Would you say that America is anywhere near as secure as it was even 4 years ago, when our borders were a hell of a lot more secure and we hadn't started one new war in over 4 years? But hey, the globalists are back in charge of America. So Joe Bob is the ultimate puppet, and this is what they need to do. They need to recover the lost time due to Trumpism. And this is the reason why this guy could not be allowed to be reelected and had to be stopped at all costs. Why we may have as many as 400 indictments prior to the election on this individual. We are looking at the political system in America being totalitarianized, being authoritarianized. I don't care how you want to put it. This is exactly true. If they do not wish someone to be in office, they will not be in office. All right. So now we've gone over education. Now we've gone over national security. How about we touch on the economy? Okay. And again, these are all the mechanisms that elites can use to push a society, and we're discussing America at this point, into the direction they wish them to go, not the direction you and I wish America to go. So let's talk about healthcare, okay? Actually, let's go to the economy first, because it's a little bit shorter than healthcare. How about the economy is screaming past bad, well on its way to catastrophic? There are those out there who are saying that the United States is in a recession and the inevitability is another depression. Not joking. We are looking at the mending of the U.S. economy taking anywhere in some researchers' eyes between 10 and 20 years, if it ever happens, because the Great Reset is in motion. It already is, and you will own nothing, and you'll be happy about it. So 10 years from now, will anybody even recognize this planet? Okay, so what about Bidenomics? We're talking about the economy. Why the hell would you want to call the most catastrophic economy in recent history in this country after the president, Bidenomics? Yeah. I don't remember who said it first, but I know that the Democrats tend to say it as often as the Republicans do. And what is Bidenomics? Bidenomics is the absolute destruction of one of the strongest economies the planet had ever seen in less than 3 years. It started with COVID. But even as Trump was on his way out, our economy was already in a resurgence. When Biden took office, it fell flat on its face, and it hasn't been worse, and I can't remember how long, and I am 70 years old in a few months. So, again, what are we looking at here? Okay, how about the Green New Deal? You take Bidenomics and you add the Green New Deal to it, you got a winning combination, right? The Green New Deal is us spending billions upon billions upon billions of dollars, not just in America, but all across the planet, to get people to do things so that the icebergs don't melt and all of the polar bears don't die and all of the glaciers don't go away in Glacier National Park, which was supposed to happen 10 years ago and ain't even close. So in other words, we are doing massive restructuring of economies, massive restructuring of our daily lives, so on and so forth, for something that you can prove unequivocally doesn't exist. But how many people on this planet have been dragged into that? Okay, Steve, are we close now?
Yes, we are. We can take that break.
I really appreciate it because I need a breath. Thank you, my friend.
We'll be right back in 60 seconds, folks.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right. So do me a favor, all right? Do yourself a favor, all right? How many of you have been shut down? How many of you had a profile on, let's say, Facebook? It could be others, but let's say Facebook, that has been there for years, and all of a sudden you have nobody putting anything on any of your posts, and you used to have hundreds of people over the course of a week, and it's all gone. All right, what I am asking you to do is consider the following. Go over to tlbtalk.com and make a membership and go in and put a group together. You can start a group there just like you do on Facebook. Start your group, invite your friends over, if for nothing else than to continue the information you were sharing in that group. Bring your friends over, continue your group. We are not going to shut you down unless you are doing something illegal. If you're doing something illegal, you're going to go away. End of story, because that will get us shut down. But other than that, this isn't Facebook. This isn't Instagram. This isn't, and I could go on and on. As long as you are not doing something illegal, you won't get kicked to the curb. Now, if you're doing stupid things, we have a block button, and we continuously tell all of those who are unhappy with what someone may be doing, hit the block button. Now, anybody out there who says, whatever happened to freedom of speech, let me explain something to all of you, okay? And most of you will understand that. And the ones that don't, you're probably going to drop your jaw open. But listen to me, people. Freedom of speech does not guarantee you an audience. It doesn't. It means you are free to speak what you wish to speak. But, okay, nobody has to listen. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say your First Amendment right is the freedom to speak. And whenever you get ready to speak, we're going to go out and find 50 people and stand them in front of you and tell them they've got to listen to everything you say and then give you a reply at the end. I don't remember seeing that in the Constitution. Did you, Steve?
Nope, not that I can recall.
So now what we're looking at here is freedom of speech is what you have on TLB Talk. It doesn't guarantee you an audience. And if you're angry or stupid or, I don't know, you're so ignorant that people just don't want to talk to you, if you wake up one morning and you find that everybody has blocked you, then don't blame anybody but yourself. But that is the way true freedom of speech is supposed to work. I have the freedom to say what I wish. I can't force anybody to listen, but I have the freedom to say what I wish. I do. Okay? And this is PLB Talk. If for nothing else, then to get your group back up and running and continue to share the vital information. If that's all you use TLB Talk for, we will be proud, because that's what it was originally set up for, a place where you can go and continue to tell the truth. Okay, so as we left, we had been talking about the economy. It's the economy, stupid. Yeah. Well, it's bad. It's passing catastrophic. It's all about Bidenomics and the Great Green New Deal, which is taking money by the tens of billions, the hundreds of billions globally, into a project that is doing nothing, nothing at all, but supporting these global elitists and what they wish to do to humanity. Not a joke, people. When I say the elites have more mechanisms or more tools in their toolbox than just war, we've already talked about education. We've already talked about national security. We know the hell the economy is putting us through. But still, the biggest one, and the one I say for last, is healthcare. And anybody who doesn't understand why I say healthcare is the biggest issue humanity is facing today, where have you been for the last 3.5 years or 4 years? Let me ask you a question. How do you trust the CDC? How do you trust the FDA? How do you trust Mr. I'm the Science Fauci, formerly of the NIAID? These are the preeminent health organizations in this country and supposedly the world. But how do you trust this individual and these organizations when so much that's recently been used to literally destroy or reorder society is the very science you promoted? And not only that, but so much that's recently been used to literally destroy or reorder society has been proven wrong. Here we go with the hindsight is 2020. Okay? Your doctor, when those shots first came out, you walked in his office, your doctor said these things are safe and effective. Why? Because they really hadn't told him anything else, because not enough people supposedly had taken the shots for them to have a really good feedback. So all the doctor had and all the doctor was told to say was that they were safe and effective. Today we look back and we know that these shots are responsible for more damage to humanity than any other, pharmaceutical product ever used on humanity, especially on the scale this one has been used. Why do you take something that is no worse than the yearly flu? And we know this to be a fact. Even the Moderna CEO admitted that. Why do you force, mandate, or coerce almost the entire planet into taking this jab? And why now? Stop and think about all of this, people. But we're talking about health, okay? We're talking about how many Americans still trust the CDC? How many Americans still trust the FDA? How many Americans still trust the NIAID? How many? How many still trust? We are looking at how many lies we were told. They just recently, meaning in the past like 6 months, came up and said these vaccines should be given to kids 6 months and older, and now they want to give them to kids that are born. But yet we know about myocarditis, and we know about a lot of other things that are associated. Now we know that these, and again, hindsight, that these quote-unquote vaccines are contaminated with DNA, which is something you definitely don't want to put in a vaccine. Not only are they contaminated, but the contaminant levels are way above anything that's acceptable either by Europe or America. in vaccines. But yet, how many people have been given this? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say again, my biggest issue is how much of this has been proven to be wrong or disastrously harmful in hindsight, especially considering mask lockdowns and jabs. Jabs are going to be an issue that are going to be with us for a very long time, because what these things are doing is they are modifying the DNA in your body. You may not get sick today. You may not get sick tomorrow. It may be a year from now. It may be 2 years from now. But the inevitability of just about anybody who is fully vaccinated with the mRNA vaccines is that you ain't seen the last of it. And I don't say that to scare anybody. I say that because this is what hindsight is telling us. This is what hindsight is telling us. All right, that's the jabs. What about masks? What about masks? This is something the government flat out told you you had to do, or you couldn't go into this bank, or you couldn't go into this store, or you couldn't go into school, or you couldn't, or you couldn't, or you couldn't. But now we find out, and I knew back then because I wrote an article about it, now, the public is being told that masks may not have been such a great idea. Why? Because they do not block these viruses, quote unquote, supposed viruses. Let me give you a for instance, and some of you may have heard me say this before. Dropping a supposed COVID-19 virus, one particle, through a mask, a surgical mask, would be the equivalent of dropping a BB through a hula hoop. But that's not the worst part of it. OK, the fact that they don't protect the people around you as much as you're told they do isn't the worst part of it. What is the worst part of it? The worst part of it is this. When those masks were developed, they were developed for people who go into surgery. Surgeries don't usually last more than 3, 4, 5 hours at the most. Most of them are an hour or less. So what do? They keep those doctors from drooling down into an open And when you breathe moisture. None of this should be in an open wound where an operation is being performed. But you put these on kids and you tell them to wear them day in and day out the entire time they're awake. What does it do? When your body inhales, it inhales the good things it needs. When your body exhales, it exhales the things it has to get rid of. And what you do with these masks, since after a couple of minutes of breathing through them, most of those pores are blocked by the moisture in your breath, just about everything you're exhaling, you're re-inhaling over and over again. How many of our children, how many of our adults are going to get deathly sick as a result of extended periods of mask wearing? How many people knew this before masks were mandated? All of this information was available before the mandate of masks. Stop and think about what Roger just said. They knew the harm was going to be far greater by forcing people to wear masks than if they didn't. They knew this before it happened. They knew that the jabs were dangerous and even deadly before they ever started using them. How does Roger know this? How many of you remember Roger saying this? Okay. The government supported the big pharmaceutical companies in hiding what? Yeah, hiding the ill effects of the vaccines for up to 75 years. How many ill effects or ill side effects were associated with these vaccines? Over 1,200. But your government and Pfizer and Moderna and whoever else decided that you didn't need to know what would kill you or possibly maim you or make you infertile for 75 years. Just shut up and take it. In other words, you walk into the doctor's office, he hands you a revolver with one bullet in it. He spins the chamber. He says, "You're here for your vaccination, right?" "Yeah, I am." "Okay, point this at your head and pull the trigger." How many of you out there think I'm kidding? Because I'm really not. And the thing of it is, our doctors were aware of a lot of this. Stop and think about what Roger just said. First, do no harm. Yeah. Okay, so what we're looking at today is the entire planet is being, is going through the meat grinder. And anybody who doesn't believe that this hasn't been choreographed for a very long time, it has been. And so to wrap up this section, we talked about the jabs. We talked about lockdowns. We talked about, well, lockdowns. I can go over that real quick. All right. You isolate people long enough, you break down society. Okay. And that's intentional. All right. So you've got masks, you've got lockdowns, you've got jabs, and how much more? What the hell ever happened to the Hippocratic Oath, first do no harm, which is something I just alluded to? How many doctors out there are fully aware of the dangers and the damage being caused globally by these jabs? But yet when you walk in and you ask your doctor, should I give this to my child? How many of them are going to look you right in the eye without blinking and say, yep, they're safe and effective? How many people today remember, I don't know, and I'm talking about baby boomers like myself, remember back when we were kids and doctors were trusted, doctors had the highest level of faith of anybody on this planet, with maybe the exception of your priest? Yeah, they were trusted. They were respected. Try asking people about that today and see how far our faith, okay, and our respect in our doctors has fallen. And was that also intentional? So this is the come-ins to this show. As the evil among us becomes visible, all of these things I just discussed 4 years ago, I had ideas about them. 5 years ago, I was telling you, is this really happening? 10 years ago, I was saying, can this really happen? Today, I'm saying, hindsight is 2020. We can see our education was destroyed. We can see our national security is being destroyed. We can see our economy is on the crapper, and they're about to flush it. And we know healthcare is no longer something we can count on, because the Hippocratic Oath has taken a fatal fall. So tell me where, as the evil among us becomes visible, isn't an appropriate title. But I have an article. I have an article from John and Nisha Whitehead, and I'm going to bring some pieces out from that because it reinforces what I have been telling you, and I try to do this every week. Let me give you the title to the Whitehead's article. Evil Walks Among Us. Monsters with human faces wreak havoc on our freedoms. When's the last time you ever heard anything as appropriate as that? But leave it up to the Whiteheads to put that as a title for an article. And this is their opening right at the top of the article paragraph. But these weren't the kind of monsters that had tentacles and rotting skin, the kind a seven-year-old might be able to wrap his mind around. They were monsters with human faces in crisp uniforms marching in lockstep so that, but now you don't recognize them for what they are until it's too late. This is Ransom Riggs and Home of Peculiar Children. That's where this quote comes from. But is it appropriate? I probably would have started an article with that myself had I known about this quote at the time. But then John goes on to say, enough already. Enough with the distractions. Enough with the partisan jousting. Enough with the sniping and name-calling and mudslinging that do nothing to make this country safe, safer, or freer, or more just. We have let the government's evil doing, abuses, power grabs, brutality, meanness, inhumanity, immorality, greed, corruption, debauchery, and tyranny go on for too long. And we are approaching a reckoning. This is the point, as the poet W.B. Yeats warned, when things fall apart and anarchy is loosened upon the world. And again, he's right. We have seen this convergence before in Hitler's Germany, in Stalin's Russia, in Mussolini's Italy, in Mao's China, the rise of strongmen and demagogues, the ascendancy of profit-driven politics over deep-seated principles, the warring nationalism that seeks to divide and conquer, the callous disregard for basic human rights and dignity, and the silence of people who should know better. Now, that's one damn paragraph that synopsizes a lot of global tyranny. I'm going to do something I don't do very often. We're going over that paragraph again. We have seen this convergence, as we're seeing today globally, before in Hitler's Germany, in Stalin's Russia, in Mussolini's Italy, in Mao's China, and the rise of strongmen and demagogues, the ascendancy of profit-driven politics, America, over deep-seated principles, Congress, the warring nationalism that seeks to divide and conquer, Ukraine, the callous disregard for basic human rights, the jab, and dignity, and the silence of people who should know better. How many doctors, when you walk into their office and ask, is this shot safe for my one-year-old baby, will tell you, no problem, Mr. Landry or Mrs. Landry, it's safe and effective. How many? How many are saying nothing that should be saying something because they know better? Does that make your doctor an evil person? I'm going to say something that may shock you. You bet your sweet butt it does. How many children? How many children's lives and futures will he have forfeited? How many parents' lives will he have ruined because that will be a sickly child? How many parents' lives has he ruined because that child gets myocarditis and dies in less than a year from now? How many? Does that lie make a doctor, in my eyes, an evil person? Yes, it does. What's the Hippocratic Oath? First, do no harm. He just did, didn't he? Or she. There are female doctors. Yes, there are. Yet, no matter how many times the world has been down this road before, we can't seem to avoid repeating the deadly mistakes of the past. Look, I constantly tell you that hindsight is 20/20, that we can see what actually happened and why it happened. That doesn't mean for one second that those responsible, if they have gained anything from it, will not repeat it. Because if they gained any functionality at all from it, they will. Just disguised a little differently. This is not just playing out on a national and international scale. It is wreaking havoc at the most immediate level as well. And that is right around you. It's creating rifts and polarities within families, friends, neighborhoods, and communities that keep the populace warring among themselves and incapable of presenting a united front in the face of the government's goose-stepping despotism. In other words, they want you spending so much time hating and fighting with your neighbor or others within your town or your city that you have no time to see the absolute tyranny being forced down your throat on a federal level. We labor today under the weight of countless tyrannies, large and small, disguised as the better good, marketed as benevolence, enforced with armed police and carried out by an elite class of government officials who are largely insulated from the ill effects of their actions. Okay, everybody's going to get poor, but us. Okay, everybody's going to have to move into the crowded cities and out of the country, but us. Okay, everybody's going to have to stay within 100 miles of their domicile. That's coming, people. Don't think I'm kidding. Except those elites. And this will go on and on. We labor today under the weight of countless tyrannies. Everybody out there asked me, how do you know who is the elite and who isn't? Look at what you can't do and then find the people who can. Look at what you and all of your neighbors can't do, and then find the people who can. This is not a joke, people. For far too long now, the American people have nationalized, turning a blind eye to all manner of government wrongdoing, asset forfeiture schemes, corruption, surveillance, endless wars, SWAT team raids, militarized police, profit-driven private prisons, and so on, because they were the so-called lesser of two evils. I have caught myself saying that. I have caught myself saying I will vote for this person in this election. And when I am asked why, the only answer I can come up with is he may not be great or she may not be great, but they're better than anybody else who would fill that spot. In other words, I have five selections. They're all evil. My selection has to be who is the lesser. And how many decisions do we as Americans today make with those as the parameters? How many? Yet the unavoidable truth is that the government, through its acts of power grabs, brutality, meanness, inhumanity, immorality, greed, corruption, debauchery, and tyranny, has become almost indistinguishable from the evil it claims to be fighting. Whether that evil takes the form of terrorism, torture, drug trafficking, sex trafficking, murder, violence, theft, pornography, scientific experimentations, or some other diabolical means of inflicting pain, suffering, and servitude on humanity. Now, which one of those that I mentioned is our government not responsible for instituting within this country? How about terrorism? Well, gee, I already discussed how many terrorists have come across the border and haven't been caught, when 151 known terrorists have been caught. Torture, drug trafficking, again, southern border. Sex trafficking, again. Murder, how many murders have occurred along the southern border? Violence, theft, pornography, all of this is not only being instituted in America today, but it is either being supported by or ignored by, allowing it to proliferate, our government. The people you and I elect, the people whose salary we pay. Why? Because their bosses, the ones that make sure they get reelected, not you, their bosses are paying them to do this.
Hey, Roger.
And it will be done. Yes.
Got about a minute and a half.
Okay, so for everybody listening, I'm going to have to speed it up real quick, okay? At its core, this is not a debate about politics or constitutionalism or even tyranny disguised as law and order. This is a condemnation of the monsters with human faces who walk amongst us. Many of them work for the U.S. government. Now, I'm going to tell you that this is only about the first 25% of this article. It will be in the article with this show embedded in it that's published every Thursday by noon on the Liberty Again. Please go and read the rest of this article. What the Whiteheads have done is they have put the pieces together. They have looked in the rearview mirror. The 2020 vision is working, and they are showing you where we have been and how that interprets where we're heading. Steve, anything I put out today sound a little over the top to you?
No, it's probably a lot worse.
Probably thank a lot you. Worse. I kind of figured you were going to say that too. Okay. Yes. I have done my best to put it out as I figured it needed to be put out. But one of these days we'll do a show called No Holds Barred, and we'll record it so that we can use any words we wish, you and I, Steve. Then we'll write an article and publish it. Then people will know how we really think.
Yeah. I just don't know how I'm going to feel when millions of people are going to say, why didn't anybody tell us?
And the fact is, we are telling them.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve. It is always, always a pleasure to have you step in and say something.
Okay. Until next time,
all
folks.
Right. Everybody have a great week. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.